everyone.
Hello.
Just to let you know,
we're going to hawk our wares at you.
Just to let you know that for the next couple of weeks, we've got merch available. It won't be available forever. So if you want it, go and get it. Thank you.
Yeah.
Where can we find it?
That's coming later.
You'll have to find out.
You'll be able to find it through the links in our socials. Enjoy the episode. Good luck editing that together. In this bonus ep, we're going to be discussing a Metro article that we were alerted to that was published in the last few days, written by Josie Copson, where she interviews Anne Wood, who founded Ragdoll Productions. Let me read you the title. "I created Tots TV, Teletubbies and Rosie and Jim. I fear they're being twisted." This is in quotation marks, but never actually quoted in the article, so we know, like many articles, this isn't really about Tots TV being twisted on social media. However, seeing as though we are somewhat responsible for this article being written, I think we should talk about it. If you aren't aware, at the end of last year, we clipped some relatable bits from Tots TV for Instagram and TikTok, and they ended up going viral. It's a good way for us to promote the content we produce by showing the stuff we actually discuss on the podcast. However, at the time, we didn't have that many followers, at least not compared to what we have now, and we didn't imagine that it was going to explode the way that it did. We have a lot to thank Tots TV for, the name of our podcast for one thing, which I imagine Anne Wood probably wouldn't approve of. We certainly wouldn't be where we are now making this episode if she'd never founded Ragdoll and produced shows like Tots TV. I'd like to point out that if you read this article, it references a couple of reels that we weren't responsible for. We do try to be sensitive to these sorts of issues, knowing that people may feel like they can be twisted, and that's why we try to be careful with it. We aren't, however, responsible for the actions of other accounts. Obviously, it's my instinct to get a bit defensive of something that I see as harmless fun, but you read further into the article and discover that, of course, it's not really about that. So, what I want us to discuss today is this. Why is nostalgia so important to us today, and why don't we think that kids' TV is flourishing the way it used to?
Do you think we'd be called, like, telly sluts or something?
Telly sluts is also very, very funny.
It's a bit like egg slut. Mm.
So, what do you think, guys think of the article for a start?
Well, I the thing is that we collectively at different times have basically said everything that, what's her name, Anne?
Anne Wood, yeah.
Anne Wood.
OBE or CBE.
Dame CBE. Anne Wood, yes. Herself has said in the article, like, we all agree. And yeah, the stuff that they directly talk about, like the reels and TikToks and stuff that they directly talk about are not ours.
However,
yeah, the ones they actually reference are
specifically
ours.
Reference, specifically call out, we did not make.
We did not make the ones that are specifically called out, but they would never have been made if it wasn't for us. That's why we're in this, like, quite unique position in we started it, right? This article probably wouldn't have been written had we not started
also, it. Also, because, like, we know Ragdoll Entertainment? Ragdoll Productions are aware of us. We know that.
We do also know that they're a bit iffy about ironic kind of content.
Yeah.
Well, what we know is that they're not keen on people that have worked with them or are involved with them to get involved in other things that are more adult.
Yeah.
Which I think is fair enough, to be honest, because, you know, you could end up with quite a difficult legal situation, possibly.
Yeah.
But with what you said about us starting it, Meg, there have always been, like, viral videos of Tots TV. They've just not gone, they've not sort of
peaked
the way that ours did. Mm. Like, we definitely started a trend, but I don't think we're the first people to take it out of context.
I don't think we're, that's not what I'm trying to say, but if we had two or three in the 3 millions, right?
It's
the account that is being directly referenced,
we are the ontogenesis of that account,
only exists because our reels did so well.
I think we can fairly safely assume that. Yeah, it's a bit grandiose of us, but
it's no
that one account. That's that, just, yeah, that I don't one think account.
It's not Elsie. It's not grandiose if it's true, right? Like, okay. I'm not talking us up. What I'm saying is that it's an exceptional position to be in, to be sat here, almost guaranteed that we're. You know that meme that's like the domino rally getting bigger and bigger, and it's like one tiny event that leads to one massive event. It's weird being at the bottom of that chain, and now we have an article that we are inadvertently responsible for. And I think it's almost fair to say
like
that.
They're like sub tweeting us almost.
Yeah. However, we at least are not mentioned.
Ugh,
we're not contacted, so I think it's fair to say that someone has it's hard to know, because the opinions that are given in articles are taken out of context anyway. Anne Wood herself has not written this article, nor have we been directly contacted by anybody, you know, like editor, journalist or not. Like, we've not been contacted by Ragdoll, because everything that we do is fair use, right?
Yeah.
We are allowed to do it, but it is worth saying that we are quite careful with what we do.
We definitely try to be. I mean, especially now that, I mean, you probably noticed that we have ads that are put on by Acast. So now that this is monetized, we're going to have to start being even more careful about what we say. So what the article seems like to me is they interviewed Anne Wood because Tots TV has become a talking point again.
Mm-hmm.
And they chose which often happens with articles, they chose the most headline grabbing, they chose the most attention grabbing sentence that she said. And that happened to be, "I'm scared that Tots TV is being twisted," and so they put that right at the top. But she actually says lots of other things in the article that I think are really insightful, and we've said a few of them before, and I agree with her on a lot of these things. I think because she also followed that statement up with, creators cannot control what happens to their work after. Yeah.
Which is why, I mean, she doesn't, you know, I haven't taken this article to mean it's not a cease and desist, and I don't want it to sound like what we're responding to here is a cease and desist.
Oh, it's not even an apology.
Yeah, we haven't taken it like that. Obviously, my instinct is to go defend the content, but you read it and there is nothing to defend. Do you know what I mean? It's like, it's not an attack at all. However,
and also we're responding because a lot of people sent us this article.
Did send us this article, but I do think that there's a fine line, right? Because you have a lot of people, and this is being said especially recently, I've seen it said on a lot of social media about, like, I'm talking about when Miriam Margolyes told Harry Potter adults to grow up.
Yes.
And there is a fine line, right? Because you see adults who really like things like Harry Potter and Disney and all that kind of thing, which some people are really, really obsessed with it, and that's their prerogative. Do what you like, spend your money on whatever you want to spend your money on, as long as you're not hurting anyone. Their money keeps these franchises alive. And on the one hand, I think it's, you know, you hear the phrase contempt for the fans a lot in like football and sport. But, like, without them, who's keeping it going? You know, adults are the people who have the money to spend on these things. And I think that people who grew up watching this content, like, people now who are engaging with us on social media are the original target audience for Tots TV. It's people who enjoyed it then that are enjoying it now.
Yeah.
And I don't see anything wrong with people within reason enjoying it as an adult, and like, this is why I wanted to discuss why obviously that this is something that gets said a lot, you know, our generation being really nostalgic, and as we know, all generations are really nostalgic, but there's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah, it's just it's how we are. It's not a generation specific thing. People like to remember things.
Exactly.
That's just
human nature.
Yeah, I mean, she said something she said in the article was she isn't that interested in the people who are looking back and enjoying things retrospectively. The thing that she is completely focused on is carrying on making things now for children now. Like, something that she ended the article with was people say, when are you going to go into adult TV? And she's like, people see that as a promotion. It's not. All I want to do is make kids TV. It's not a lesser thing.
Yeah, no, I completely agree.
I do think that, sort of going back, like, we're careful with some of the stuff we put, like, because I do think that when it's like, reading into it, you can't read into it because it's plainly right there in front of you. Some of the, like, Big Cook Little Cook stuff, that's a little different, I think. But Tots TV, we don't go in that direction, if that makes sense.
No, we don't want to.
Whereas, like, I think, like, Dick and Dom stuff, which we talked about at length.
I mean, it's
like,
asking you to.
Yeah, it's asking. As an adult, you're going, Dirty Norris, right? But then, like, there's nothing like that with Tots TV, so we haven't done that with Tots TV.
And the difference really is that Anne Wood's audience is kids, and our audience is adults. And even though it is centred around kids' media, it's adults. So the perspective is always going to be different. Like, we have posted in the past clips from when we recorded the episode about Tots TV, and some people really hated some of the stuff that we said.
It was just an unexpected response, because I think the perspective we're taking I can't remember if we've recorded us talking about this, but I definitely had this conversation with both of you where it's like, when we're talking about, hey, do they give couple vibes? We're not saying, oh, those two have sex.
When people really like something, or they love something, and it holds this special place for them, they get
precious.
They get precious about what gets said about it, and I think that's completely normal. Mm. What if you don't like what we're saying? That's absolutely fine. But I think our intentions were completely misinterpreted.
Yeah, the other end of the spectrum. So we said, do they give couple vibes? And some people said, basically accused us of being paedophiles for that.
Yeah.
And on the other end of the spectrum, we post reels sometimes and people post comments like, these two were fucking. And that is... I mean, I don't mind people commenting that. That doesn't bother me.
No.
But that's not what we're suggesting.
No.
So basically what I'm saying is, our listeners are a diverse group of people that have diverse opinions, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, they're not a monolith. Like, we get all sorts of comments, you know?